Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Chav Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tev Zayin, on the base at the Mishnah. Ve'elu hen ha-koivim, Achiv, Va'achi Aviv, Va'achi Imoy, Va'al Achoisoy, Va'al Achas Aviv, Va'al Achos Imoy, Va'chamiv, Va'gisei. The Mishnah says the following relatives are disqualified from testifying: a brother, a paternal or maternal uncle, a sister's husband, the husband of a paternal or maternal aunt, a stepfather, a father-in-law, and a gif, which is the husband of his wife's sister. Hein ubneihem v'chasaneihem v'chol goyel levadei. Also their sons, meaning of these relatives, and their son-in-laws are disqualified, and a stepchild alone is disqualified. Am Rav Yosi v'mishnah sakiva, Rav Yekiva, av ha-mishnah v'shoina, doide ben doide v'chol avoy, li'yosha v'chol korov, loy ba'is ha-shar. Rav Yosi says that Rav Yekiva taught this to me, but the Mishnah Rishonah disqualified only an uncle, cousin, and anyone proper to inherit him, to his paternal relatives, and anyone who was related at the time that he saw testimony or comes to testify. Hayakarev v'nizvachik, kosher. If he was related, became distant, unrelated, he is kosher. Rav Yehuda imeh afilu meisa bitoy v'yesh lebonem emena, hori zeh korov. Rav Yehuda says, even if his daughter died, and he has children from her, he is a relative to them. The Gemara says, Mekim de Taninan, Achiv, Maitzurch al Mifne, Achi Aviv. The Gemara asks, well, since his brother was taught, why does he need to teach his father's brother? The Mishnah taught that a brother is pasul, and also a son means a nephew to his uncle. Leimer, Benai, Bechasanai, Shalchasan, Achi Aviv. The answer is, it teaches the son-in-law of his father's brother, that the first generation is possible to the third, and even through marriages. Mekim de Taninan Achi Aviv Masucha Lemifni Achi Imoy. Since it taught that his father's brother is disqualified, why do they need to teach his mother's brother? Both of them are a first generation with a second. Leima Benoi V'chasnoi Shalchasan Achi Imoy. The answer is, it teaches the son and son-in-law of the son-in-law of his mother's brother. Since it taught Reuben's sister's husband, he's forbidden to Reuben and his son, why did it need to teach the husband of his father's sister? That is the sister's husband's relation to Reuben's son. It teaches the son and the son-in-law of the son-in-law of his father's sister's husband. Since it taught his father's sister's husband, why did it need to teach the husband of his mother's sister? We already learned that a man is like his wife. This teaches that the son and son-in-law of the son-in-law of his mother's sister's husband means maternal relatives are like paternal, even to make a man like his wife. Chol goy levadai, asked the Mishnah, the Gemara from the Mishnah, that the stepchild alone, which implies a stepdaughter's husband, is kosher. Rav Omar im chasen chamoisei osa bag chagosei lo kol shekein. Rav said, if the son-in-law of his mother-in-law is forbidden, well, the more so the husband of his stepdaughter. Such as if Yaakov married Rachel and each of them has a daughter from a previous marriage, and Reuben and Shimon married those daughters, Shimon is the son-in-law of Reuben's mother-in-law, and they are pasul to each other, or the more so Shimon is pasul to Yaakov. The answer is the case is that Rachel has sons and son-in-laws from Yaakov, then the son-in-law of his mother-in-law is his wife's sister's husband, which we call Gisoi, but the husband of his stepdaughter is kosher.